My grandfather, Daniel Ferguson, was the Presbyterian minister for 49 years here. Before he moved to Oak Point, he was on an island in Chippewa, and he would invite his parishioners out there on Sunday afternoon. But when he invited them out, he'd have to row in to Chippewa to the shoreline and pick them up and take them out and take them to the island, and then he'd have to take them home again back to shore. So he got tired of doing that and decided, I've got to get a place on the shore. And that's how come he ended up in Oak Point. His cabin that he built 1913 is still there. He was the second one to build on the lane where he is. The church burned down, and so did the manse in the early
1915.
And the story Dad always told was that it was started by a mouse biting on a match in Grandfather's coat pocket, which he hung on the tree, you know, the coat tree inside the front door. And the whole house burned and the church. And I can't imagine what it was like. He did five services every day, every Sunday. The regular service. And then he went to Rossee in his buggy, and then he'd come back and do an afternoon one, either 2 a.m. or 2 p.m, and then he did an evening one. So he did five services. Then he'd make calls to people in the wagon, and that's when he'd take the organ, and he'd do a wedding in somebody's home, and I guess he played the organ. I have his little organ over at my camp. It's a little pedal organ. And Grandfather actually came over here at 2 years old from Scotland. His parishioners were all Scottish. So he grew up here, and his father was a minister. So he went into the minister business. He retired and died in 1925.